Okay, so we're up to the fifth Mishnah in the third chapter of Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Chanina ben Chakina Yomer Haneir Balayla, somebody who's up in the middle of the night, Vamahalech Vadera Chichidi, somebody who's walking alone by themselves, and that was considered to sometimes be, or could be, a dangerous activity, especially in the times of the Mishnah and Gemara, Mefana Libo Levatala, and instead of thinking thoughts of Torah, they actively turn their heart away from Torah. Hareza Mischayev Benafsho, that if something were to happen to them, this is how the Bartanur interprets it, you know, they could have used Torah to protect them. Thinking about Torah would have afforded them a measure of protection. And so if something should happen, Hareza Mischayev Benafsho. So to read inside from the Bartanur here, the Fisha Laila, who's man is a mazikim, person who's up in the middle of the night, so that's a time of concern for bad things happening. V'mahalich v'derech yechidi, person walking by themselves, so that's a sakana. It could be dangerous, especially even today, bad neighborhoods. V'im haya mechashe b'divra Torah, haya mishamraso, the Torah would have provided protection. So this is familiar to us, let's say from the Gemara and Brachos, which talks about, Kriyat Shema Lamita, and it talks about even a Talmid Chacham was fundamentally exempted from Kriyat Shema Lamita because we don't think that he's in the same need of protection. The presumption is that he's thinking about his Torah. So the Gemara says, but Av Talmid Chacham, Mibayle Lomar Chad Psuka Derachame, he should still say something. The Gemara gives an example, Kigon Biadchav Kidruchi Padiso Shia Hashem Kelemes. So that's this, I think, the standard interpretation. But Rashi already alludes to, and Rabbeinu Yonah says it even more explicitly, an alternative interpretation, which I think is particularly compelling and poignant. So Rabbeinu Yonah writes, "Mipnei Shem Shos Ritzuyo Sein Lachashe Behem Kim Dvarim Ritzuyim Mipnei Amakom Baruchu Elohein Devrei Torah Shosan Shos." That these quiet moments, you're on a pastoral stroll by yourself, and you're up in the wee hours, and nobody's emailing you or pinging you with WhatsApps and text messages and all kinds of things, and it's just a quiet, private, contemplative moment. And that's a sha'a ru'uya, what a precious commodity it really is for a person to achieve some clarity of thought in a matter of Torah, on another significant matter, on a matter of a mitzvah. You're contemplating a chesed that needs to happen. You're contemplating a relationship that needs to be directed in a better fashion. And you have that quiet, which is so necessary, which is a prerequisite to be able to achieve the kind of focus which engenders chidushei Torah, which engenders true chasadim, which engenders healthy relationships, when we can be, as the contemporary phrase is, intentional about things. And we have that environment, and we have that avira, because we have these quiet moments, and then we squander them. V'im yifna libo levatala, writes Rabbeinu Yonah, and you'll squander it, mischaya b'nafsho, shemafsid zman, because you're guilty of the worst crime of all, which is squandering precious time. Ki tuchal lios lo machshava berura u'nechona. And it could have been such a time for clarity of thought, and instead, it was squandered. So this Mishnah is really about, is that not every second is created equal. Kumi roni balayla chazal today in rina shel Torah la balayla. Again, their assumption was balayla, a person would have a greater level of quiet. They didn't have phones or email. There was such a thing as a rishos hayachid. There was such a thing as a privacy of space. Once upon a time, you'd come home from work, close the door, and the next day would be the next day. But one of the great challenges of modern society is that we've effectively obliterated any vestige of this. There is no sha'a ru'uya. There's always emails. There's always text. There's always WhatsApp. It's very, very hard to find such a time. Not that we would have ever wished it. Surely we would not have. But one of the elements of this period, which is still so pervasive, and again, unfortunately, even though locally, thank God, things are more under control at the moment, but nationally, we have unprecedented levels of outbreak and people going back in for periods of quarantine that imagined, perhaps deluded themselves into thinking that it was all over and that people could behave in whatever way they pleased to behave. A very, very dangerous mentality, as we see very clearly, as we knew in advance, but people felt the need to run the experiment, so they did it. It did not go well. So one of the benefits of this most unfortunate situation is that it has created some more quiet moments, not 24/7, obviously, especially for those who are facing challenges of young children, perhaps too many quiet moments for others. But it has afforded these shaos ruyos, this time for some contemplative thinking. I don't think any of us could ask, from this point on in our lives for another time period that would have been a time period for more introspection. Again, hein b'divrei Torah, whether it's on matters of Torah proper, hein b'divrei chasadim, matters of chesed, hein, in terms of relationships, this time period has afforded us a time period for really deep thinking, and thinking about life, thinking about our priorities, thinking in a quiet fashion. And to whatever extent it continues, let's not squander this time. That's the whole point of Rabbeinu Yonah's approach. Hareza mischaya benafsho, that a person, is liable at the highest level if they haven't taken advantage of those quiet and opportune moments. They give a person a chance to reflect more deeply on the things that are of ultimate value.